Welcome to Great Stories in American History with Rebecca Price Janney. Today's story is the British surrender at Yorktown, October 19, 1781. The war that had begun at Lexington and Concord, with the shot heard round the world in the spring of 1775, ground to an end 8 long years later in Yorktown, Virginia. George Washington and his fellow commanders had fashioned a scruffy army of sometimes determined, sometimes unwilling, often unpaid and underfed patriots, and brought them to the brink of victory against the most effective army in the world. At the urging of the Marquis de Lafayette, France sent 6,000 men under the command of General Jean-Baptiste Rochambeau to America's aid in 1780, followed by an impressive flotilla led by Admiral François-Joseph Paul Grasse. The land force occupied Newport that summer, and a year later, Grasse struck at British General Cornwallis's forces in the Chesapeake. By September 30, 1781, the British were under siege. Copying a scene from General Washington's playbook in 1776, Cornwallis tried to secret his men across the York River, hoping that history would repeat itself. Back in late August 1776, the British had squeezed Washington's forces in Brooklyn. Badly outnumbered following the vicious slaughter of 1,500 men, the Americans decided not to face the formidable British again so soon. Washington would try instead to remove his army to Manhattan, an amazing feat in itself. He set out on the stormy night of August 28th while the British forces slept. When conditions cleared up around midnight, the troops ran the risk of being seen as well as heard by the British, but they continued. By dawn, Washington still needed at least 3 more hours to complete the evacuation. Just then, a thick fog rolled in. American Major Ben Talmadge recalled, "It seemed to settle in a peculiar manner over both encampments. I recollect this peculiar providential occurrence perfectly well, and so very dense was the atmosphere that I could scarcely discern a man at 6 yards distance." The fog lifted only after the last American had reached safety. When, however, General Cornwallis tried this same tactic, it failed. Rather than have fog cover their movements, the British experienced such a violent storm and turbulent seas that their flight was frustrated. On October 19th, Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown as military bands played, the world turned upside down. The war was over. George Washington would conclude, "We have abundant reason to thank Providence for its many favorable interpositions in our behalf. It has at times been my only dependence, for all other resources seem to have failed us." I'm Rebecca Price Janney with Great Stories in American History.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.